It's Monday, August 3rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Microsoft may buy TikTok, an arrest in the Twitter breach, Google is adding apps to Chrome OS, and tablet sales. Plus, a question for the audience. This is the Business of Tech. The weekend brought a series of events around social media company TikTok, resulting in the public disclosure that Microsoft is in discussions to take over the company's U.S. operations. Reuters is reporting that the president, who has been personally involved, has given Microsoft 45 days to close the deal. Why do we care? We don't. Here's why. TikTok was already positioning to go public in the U.S., which would have come with considerable public scrutiny over all of its policies and procedures. Security researchers have indicated that while there are security concerns, they are in line with software in the same class. This was all on track to be solved by the market itself. This is a distraction. It's completely a distraction. I'll comment that this is opportunistic for Microsoft. They've been handed the opportunity to have another path to consumers, be instantly a competitor to YouTube and Facebook, and it plays well into their Xbox strategy for consumer products. It gives them data for their artificial intelligence efforts beyond Office and ways to test and leverage augmented reality in ways beyond HoloLens. There is one opportunity in all this for providers. Anyone in technology should use this as an opportunity to discuss threats that are relevant when customers or potential customers ask about this. Pivot the conversation to threats they should care about and advise them to ignore this. And if they want to feel better, they can delete the app, just like they can delete Facebook or Twitter too. On Friday, the FBI, IRS, U.S. Secret Service, and Florida law enforcement arrested 17-year-old Graham Clark for organizing the intrusion into Twitter that happened on July 15th. Shortly after, the U.S. DOJ formally charged two more individuals, one in Orlando and one in the U.K., and took them into custody. And an unidentified minor admitted to federal agents that they helped sell access to Twitter accounts. In the affidavit, Clark, quote, used social engineering to convince a Twitter employee that he was a coworker in the IT department and had the employee provide credentials to access the customer service portal. Why do we care? A teenager conned his way past Twitter's employees and defenses. Let that sink in. How poor is the security that it could be breached by a 17-year-old? I'm not being dismissive of the 17-year-old for sure. Just observing that the company was breached in this way. Twitter should be ashamed. And before we get too judgmental, are you sure your own policies and procedures protect against this? I'm taking a good hard look at each internal procedure and ensuring the people side is redundant. Two approvals, two checks. That's the key lesson here. Google has revealed more details about its plan to bring Windows apps to Chrome OS. As reported by The Verge, through a partnership with Parallels, Chrome OS users will be able to see a full version of Windows boot within the operating system. Resellers will be able to bundle Parallels desktop with Chromebook Enterprise devices, and they can be enabled within Chrome Enterprise Upgrade. It will start with full copies of Windows, and the vision is to move to just running the app alone, similar to the Coherence feature on the Mac, which allows users to run Windows applications as if they were Mac applications natively. No pricing or launch dates have been announced. Why do we care? This will only be one way to do it. I would guess Microsoft will come up with a way too. Look at their work in gaming around xCloud, or to the tech in Windows Virtual Desktop as another way to stream apps. Chromebooks continue to interest me as a way of simplifying the endpoint, reducing the surface area of risk, and moving more to a central, secure, cloud-managed environment. If you're in services, do not have a blind spot for these devices. In a zero-trust world, they are a serious option. And note, Google has a path for resellers, explicitly. IDC reported that the global tablet market recorded 18.6% year-over-year growth in Q2 of 2020. That's 38.6 million tablets shipped during that 3 months, which is after two quarters of decline. Why do we care? Tablets also fit into that simplified endpoint strategy I was alluding to. They fit into a number of use cases, and bringing them fully into your offering, if you haven't done so, is something I think is central to successful planning. Not entirely sure this growth will continue at this pace, but data does show that the market has a space for this form factor, so don't dismiss it. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Using my own advertising spot today to say I'm going to be adding a little bit of questions and commentary right after the advertising slot on episodes going forward. Appreciate you sticking around to the end and getting that additional insight. Today's is a question I'm interested in hearing from solution providers about insurance and their dealings with cyber insurance lately. If you've got a story, reach out at dave@mspradio.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.